Not Puri, always felt a separation from Krishna. He felt the same as Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna had left the beloved Vrindavan and gone to Mathura. There was a very, very deep feeling of separation, which Radharani felt, and at that time she took shelter in Syamnam, the name of Lord Syama, and that was the only way to solve her deep sorrow. So at the time when Gauranga was overcome with these feelings, where is my Krishna? He would, as the text informs us, visit Lord Jagannath in the temple. And as he entered the temple, he would meet a chokidar, that means a guard on the entrance, and he would turn to him with deep emotions and say, "Where is my Krishna? I can't live in this terrible pain of separation any longer." And the chokidar, the guard, would tell him, "I will bring you to your Krishna." And he would take Mahaprabhu by the hand, because Mahaprabhu was in a severe state of lamentation, and would lead him before the altar. And there on the altar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Syama Sundar Krishna. I think in the first part of our little lecture series, it became clear that Lord Krishna always reveals himself to the devotees in that form in which the devotees hanker for him. This is very much true also in the Hare Krishna mantra. There was once a quarrel between, not quarrel means a philosophical difference between two of Prabhupada's prominent disciples, Brahmananda and Tamakrishna Goswamis. We are wondering, what does Rama in the second part of the Hare Krishna mantra mean? Is it Ramachandra? Is it Balaram? Is it maybe Parushuram with his axe? I mean, no one thought like this, but it could. Who is that Rama? And they came finally, because they could not resolve this difference of opinion. They couldn't find a solution. They came to Prabhupada and they said, "Prabhupada, Rama in that second part of the Hare Krishna mantra, you can see there on the... Is it Ramachandra?" "Yes, it's Ramachandra," said Srila Prabhupada. And another said, "But is he maybe also Balaram, the older brother of Krishna?" "Yes, he's Balaram. But Prabhupada, he can't be both. Either he is one or he's the other. Either he's Ramachandra or he's Balaram." And then Prabhupada smiled and said, "You figure it out." What he meant is not like, "Leave me alone." He didn't say it like this. He said, "You have to find out whom you worship. Who is your Lord? That's up to the worshipper. You figure it out. And if you feel he is Rama, Ramachandra, the prince of Ayodhya, then this is your Ishtadeva, and the Lord will reveal himself like this." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of whom we will hear a lot today, he said, "We are not worshipping the Ram of Ayodhya. We are worshipping Radharaman, Krishna, That's the Ram which we worship. Hmm? So it is. Don't worry, Vasudev Prabhu. Vasudev Prabhu is from Maharashtra and very close to Ram. It's that we hold him in utmost respect, and on many of our temples, especially in India, Lord Ram is worshipped on the right altar, on the center altar. We have other lords whom we hold as utmost and as supreme. Mm? But ultimately, he's all the same. It's the same Lord who reveals himself in different manifestations. So Mahaprabhu, when he was overcome by the feelings of separation, would visit Lord Jagannath. Then his feelings exactly corresponded to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra after long separation. Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister to visit. Then it's also described by Prabhupada, when Krishna was performing yajna at Kurukshetra, he invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with separation from Krishna. But as soon as he had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, he became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. I think you all remember when Krishna left Vrindavan, the Krishna book is described, Mother Yashoda followed him on the road, and the gopis followed him on the road. Everyone came with him on the road, but then they stood there and watched as the chariot of Akrura took away their life, Krishna, from them. And they, it is described, they watched for a long time until they could no longer see the dust which was raised by the wheels of the chariot. But they didn't go home. They remained on the road, standing there like figures painted in a painting. You know, when we see a painting, the figure does not move. It stands there, it remains there. In much the same way, the gopis did not find the strength to move. They just stood there like paintings, figures painted in a painting. So later, they heard, much later, after 100 years, they heard the good news that Krishna had come very close to where Vrindavan was, only 70 kilometers away to Kurukshetra. And they all went to visit their beloved Krishna. They went in a long, long caravan, and they brought on the caravan Krishna's favorite sandesh, the sweets, different items of Krishna's pastime. They just brought this. And in their minds, they had many questions to Krishna. Why he could leave them? What concept of love Krishna had? They were so close to each other. They shared everything with each other. Why could Krishna leave them? This question was in the mind of all the residents of Vrindavan as they were traveling that difficult road, the road to Kurukshetra, to see their Lord again. So it's described, when they finally saw Krishna, They all had this question in their mind. How could you do this? Please tell what is on your mind. We can't understand this. It is a very troubling question for us. So they had this question, and they had also illustrations. They wanted to describe to Krishna what they felt. We could not eat when you were gone. We could not sleep properly. We could just cry for you for 100 long years, and you just didn't come. What is in your mind? Please explain to us. They wanted to say this, but when they saw Krishna, they could only say one word: Hare Krishna. Very sad. So good that you close the altar, then our sadness becomes even doubled. Hare Krishna, Monitai. Very sad. Used to be an electrical curtain. So the only word which they could say when they saw Krishna was Gopal. That's all. Finished. No more words. No more. They just couldn't really say anything else. Gopal. Gopal. They just said this much. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the cart during the festival, he felt the same as the Brijbasis, and therefore he sang the following song. I can't sing it to you. It has two lines. Seta paranana tapainu jahalagi madandahane jurigenu. He felt that this was a little joyful song. I have gotten that Lord of my life for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. This was sung by Srimati Radharani, who felt when she saw Krishna, I'm now seeing him, all these long years which he was absent, I was just in a burning in a fire of separation from him. You know, it is described Radharani was feeling was in a dying condition. She was suffering the most from Krishna's absence from Vrindavan, and the Sakis wanted to solve her dilemma, so they made a bed which they covered with fine lotus petals and sprinkled with the Yamuna water, because that was cool, you know, to lie on a bed of lotus petals. That was cooling. But Radharani felt so much the burning pangs of the fire of separation that she would that the bed would become very quickly dry from the leaves were very quickly becoming dry. So then, because she was just so much burning inside, she would say to her friends, immediately take me to the bank of the Yamuna, as she is very dear to me. Put me underneath a Kelikadamba tree on the bank. They are my best friends now at the end of my life. Then take some mud from the Yamuna and smear it all over my body. Some cooling mat. And write on it, Siam, 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 Siam. This is Siam Nam Tat Upari. Write the Siam name all over me. Then take some Tulasi manjaris and put them on these names. Then, all my dear Sakis, you should sit around me, and when my life is leaving me, you should all chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes. So she is feeling so much the fire of separation. She thinks the only solution is to me to lie next to the Yamuna. You know, the Yamuna has a black color which reminds her of Krishna. And then take some mud, it's also dark, reminds her of Krishna. Write Siam all over me, reminds her of Krishna. And then take, worship that name, you know, don't become angry at Krishna that he has left me and now I'm dying. No, no, worship that name and then sing those names for me. This is Radharani's condition. This is a very good verse, very good song, very moving song for us. So, then finally, you know, she did not, she kept herself alive. Radharani explains why she did not leave her body. She said, if Krishna hears in Mathura that I left my body, he feels very sad. And therefore, just to give him pleasure, I will maintain my life. That's love. I don't know if you can now get an idea of what is the love of Radharani for Krishna. Oh, so strong. So, when she finally saw Krishna, you know, when there was this invitation by Krishna, that I am very close to you, my dear Brijbasis, I am at in Kurukshetra, please all come and see me. Then Radharani sang this song. I've gotten that Lord of my life for whom I was burning in the fire of desires. And then today's verse comes. Edu yagane nache nedvit. How do we say this? Krishna lane vraja jai eva vantara edu yagane nachen dvitiya prahara
edu
Duya Ganena Chena Dvitiya Prahara Krishna Lana Braja Jai E Bhavantara Krishna Lana Braja Jai E Bhavantara E Duya Ganena Chena Dvitiya Prahara E Duya Ganena Chena Dvitiya Prahara Krishna Lana Braja Jai E Bhavantara
Krishna Lana Braja Jai.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to sing this song, you know, I have gotten the Lord, especially during the latter part of the day. And when he would think, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan, this ecstasy was always filling his heart. This really is the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing Ratha Yatra. Let me take Krishna. And he took the lead of the chariot and bring him where? To Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan? Because it is there where Radharani and Krishna have their most loving pastimes as they walk on the banks of the river Jamuna or through the forest, as they indicate to each other the different flowers which Vrindavan forest offers to them. So there's a very nice purport, but some of you are so sleepy. You have danced so much, I think. What? Oxygen we need. Okay. Oxygen. Goranandini, do you have a warm enough chatter you may need? You have? We need some oxygen. If you would be in my seminar, I would now make German yoga exercises with you. But this is not for the temple, you know. You would cry from sweat, you know. It is. I know some good exercises. I don't know if you... Radha Kripa, you are awake? Yeah. Satish, you are all right?
Yeah.
No problem?
No problem.
Good. Good. I've printed this out so that it's a little... The verse says, Lord Chaitanya used to sing this song, especially during the latter part of the day. And he would think, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. Let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. Yes, this ecstasy was always filling his heart. So there's a beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada, which please, if you sleep during the whole class, it would really hurt my false ego, but that doesn't matter. That's not a problem. But for this purport, you must stay awake. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining love of God in separation. It's very helpful to feel that Krishna, where are you? It's very helpful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see the Lord, but rather should feel separation from Him in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel separation from Him than to desire to see Him face to face. So we are now educated in a subtle detail of our philosophy. It's better to feel, Krishna, where are you? I need you so much. Than to have the desire, oh Krishna, show myself. You know, show yourself to me. Yeah? It's better to feel, oh Krishna, oh where are you? When the gopis of Vrindavan, the residents of Gokula, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse. They wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the same ecstasy as soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple or on the Ratha Yatra car. Let's go. Huh? Let's go. Let's go back. They wanted to take Krishna to the village of Vrindavan and enjoy his company in the groves. Who knows English very well? What is a grove? Ein Hain. Ein Waldhain. Matilda, I want to ask you, du hast ja deutsche Literatur studiert, oder? Nee? Altgriechisch, oh ja. Ein Hain, was ist denn genau ein Hain? Ich frage mich das laufend schon. Ist eine Ansammlung von Bäumen, glaube ich, oder? Mit Gebüschen, oh ja. Here is someone who is intelligent who tells us a grove is several trees around, and there are bushes who are growing there, and that's a hain. It's something which is like separate for you know, a separate assembly of trees within a forest with nice bushes, and it's always nice. You feel this, you can take shelter in a grove and disappear there. Disappear in the sense if you're running through the forest, you can go in the grove. So in Vrindavan you have these groves which are like, they are described to be kunjas, you know. You can take shelter there in these areas. So they wanted to enjoy his company in the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he danced in ecstasy before the Ratha Yatra festival when Lord Jagannath went to Gundicha. Hare Krishna. Good. This is the purport to this text. It's a very, very nice purport. Very deep purport. Srila Prabhupada encourages us, what is the right inner orientation in Gaudiya Vaishnavism to practice Krishna consciousness. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always go to you know, pacify these feelings of separation to the temple of Lord Jagannath, and he would always ask the Chaukidar, can you show me Krishna? I'm missing him so much. And the Chaukidar would always take him by the hand to the deity. But there was a problem. I said always, and this always is a typical uneducated always. It always, except for 15 days in a year. During the 15 days of Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath was not on the altar. He was in a room where no one could come except for some very special servants who brought him medicine, herbal tea and so on, against cold. So during these 15 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was put in a dilemma. He was in the mood of Radharani, who needed Krishna's presence to survive. We heard she was in a dying condition without Radharani. What would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do to continue to live? This is the question for 15 days. You know, I don't know if you are in a dying condition, if you mobilize a lot of strength in order to escape death. You know, if at this moment a life-threatening situation would come and the there would be an earthquake, God forbid, you know, and the ceiling would cave in and would threaten to bury us, Vasudev would manifest superhuman strength to keep the ceiling up and protect us most properly. Vasudev has a very good heart. I have convinced myself over 20 years and so on. So it seems when people are in life-threatening situations, they manifest superhuman strength to avoid the danger. It is seen there are experiments how, you know, people, there's a truck rolling over someone and that someone just all of a sudden develops so much strength, he can lift not the big truck, a lift up truck they are called, you know, these waggons, sagt man in Deutsch, and people climb mountains to escape tigers, you know, who chase after them, and they hang for days on a branch, you know. It's when there is the threat of life, the human being can manifest extraordinary strength just to avoid the death. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also needed to do something to avoid to die without seeing Krishna. What did he do during this time? It is described that he went to a very special place which is about 15 kilometers to Puri, from Puri. It's the village of Alananad. Alananad is a four-handed deity of Lord Narayan. He has four hands and the symbols Shankha, Chakra, Padma and Gada. Thank you. That these symbols are with him in his four-armed head. Now, this is a very difficult question. He went to Alananad. There were so many Krishna deities in Puri. There was Tota Gopinath, beautiful two-armed Krishna. Why did the same Lord who said to Mukunda, I don't want to see his face because he worships Narayan? Do you know, why did he go to a Narayan form? This is contradictory. We need now some good explanation, not some speculation on this. This is paining our heart. We hear he only wants Krishna, and then he runs to Vrindavan, runs to a Narayan deity. What is this? There are ample Krishnas there. For instance, there is Tota Gopinath. There is also Shakshi Gopal. Why Narayan in Alanana? This is paining our heart, this question. It needs a solution for us. We hear when we chant Hare Krishna, we only are supposed to worship Radha Raman, Krishna, who spends his time enjoying loving pastimes with Srimati Radharani, and here he goes to Narayan. Krishna. So listen very carefully as you hear this. I have to, because it's a difficult subject, I have to put my glasses on because I don't know anything except my notes. So, you must know there is one, when Krishna called the gopis for the rasa dance, there were many gopis present there. In Vrindavan, and Radharani felt that this was not a suitable atmosphere to be with Krishna, because she, you know, when there are loving dealings, then one needs a private atmosphere. I do not know, you know, when you are with your good friend, or with the when the Matajis are with their good girl friends, and they talk to each other privately about some important private subjects. When a third person comes, immediately you stop that private talk and go to a more general talk about, you know, cars or toothpaste or something. You stop there. You go to a more public talk. So, Radharani, this feeling of needing a private atmosphere to have some real private discussion and private loving dealings is there in the spiritual world also. And Radharani felt there's so many gopis, it's like a mass dance festival here, and I am here with Krishna. I can't really show my affection to Krishna. I feel blocked in this public assembly of so many gopis, also newcomers to the Rasa dance, that Radharani went to one particular lake in Vrindavan. It's called the Chandra Sarovara, the Moon Lake. What a wonderful name. You can visit this lake if you wish. It is possible to go there, even today. And she was there alone. And now Krishna looked at in the Rasa dance arena and could not find the person for whom he was doing all this dance. He couldn't find Radha, and he felt in the midst of millions of most beautiful gopis, he felt not comfortable, and he began searching for Radha. And then he spent some time with Srimati Radharani, but again he also left Radha because he wanted to instruct the gopis and also all the devotees in a very special lesson. I can't tell you now this because it would be a class on its own. But he went to a place called Paita. Who of you has visited Paita? You must visit this place. It is from Govardhan town. You can go by bicycle in half an hour there. And so he was staying in this place, and the gopis came. Then finally, the gopis were looking. Where is Radharani? Where is Krishna? We were called to the Rasa dance, but Radha and Krishna are not there. There can be no dance without Radha and Krishna. So they went to look for Radharani. For Radha and Krishna, and they eventually found Radharani she was in a dying condition. She was calling for Krishna. Krishna, you first came and then you left me. And she was in a very critical condition. So then they went all together to look for Krishna. And so they came to Paita. And Krishna was there in Paita, but he was in a four-armed condition, four-armed Rupa, Narayan Rupa. He stood there to trick the gopis. So the gopis were looking and they saw Narayan. But in their minds was only Krishna. So they asked Narayan, have you seen Krishna? They asked him like they had asked the trees and the bushes and the plants. The same question. Have you seen Krishna? So Krishna was internally smiling. He understood they are not even showing respect to Narayan, proper respect. They just are so much in love of me, they only think of me. And Krishna felt very, very happy, but he didn't answer. He pretended to be the deity. So at that time, finally, also Radharani came and stood before Narayan, and she feels a love for Krishna, which is not possible for any other human or gopi or any being. It is totally reserved to Radharani. It's called a state of Mahabhava, which is the end state of prema. And she was standing there, and Krishna looked in her eyes, and she looked in Krishna's eyes. And when Krishna saw this tremendous amount of love in the eyes of Radharani, something happened in him. I do not know if you were ever feeling loving emotions in your life. If you have felt, and you felt the eyes of someone who really loves, then it is something extraordinary. Yesterday I looked in the eyes of Tukaram, a little Russian boy. I don't know if you have seen Tukaram. Tukaram is loves all devotees. You know, he runs from one devotee to another and just lovingly shouts in their face, Hari Bol. Oh, some better times are coming. Thank you, Prabhu. Danke. Du rettest unser Leben. Hari Bol. So, if you see, look in the eyes of someone who loves you, that gets to your heart, and your heart melts. So when Krishna was confronting, we can't say it in any other words, the love of Radha, his two extra arms, which he had put on for deceiving, tricking the gopis, just melted away, and he stood there looking at Radharani. And Radharani, there you are. Radharani saw Krishna in this state. So in this temple of Alananath, the same thing happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had that same mood of ecstatic feelings of separation which Radharani had. And it was accentuated, that means it was brought to the heights when Jagannath disappeared for 15 days in the chamber where he was after the Snan Yatra. And that's why Lord Chaitanya ran to Alananath. He went before the deity. And when he saw the deity, he didn't see him as the four-armed Narayan. He saw him as his beloved Krishna. And he fell on a stone. And now listen to what happened then. He was so much in ecstasy that when he fell on that stone, the stone melted. Just imagine this. It's a big stone. You can see it's from here to where the totally awake Jayagopal sits. You know, it's like this. And he fell on that stone. And now listen to this. His ecstasy was so intense that he melted the stone. There are little things like this, indents, kleine Löcher, sagt man, little holes. Holes is not the right word. How would you describe it, Gaurahari? You saw that stone, isn't it? Dense. So Einbuchtungen müsste man sagen. Yes. Like when a car, you know, when the car has an accident and drives against the lantern, there is a dent in it, you know, somehow. So in the stone there are dents. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was melting this stone. He felt so much love and ecstasy that he melted the stone. Now you should not think that this is extraordinary. There are two other places where Lord Chaitanya melted stone. You know this place? He stands at the Gambira before the pillar. It's a pillar. No, not Gambira. I'm sorry. The Garuda Stamba. It's a pillar where Garuda stands. It's in the, you know, imagine here are Lord Jagannath in the Puri temple. Here's the altar. And then in another hall, then there's one hall, and then a second hall comes after the hall. And at the end of the second hall, there's a pillar, and there is Garuda on top, and there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his darshan. His mood was, I'm not a devotee, the Lord will not look at me, but Garuda is. So let me stand next to Garuda, and the Lord will look to Garuda, and then he will also see me, because I'm next to Garuda. That was his logic. Hare Krishna. This is the teacher of bhakti. I'm not a devotee. Let me be next to a devotee so that I'm seen. So anyways, Mahaprabhu stood there and he cried tears of separation from Krishna. And his foot, where he was standing, there were some footprints. And he was also leaning with one hand, I don't know, was it the right hand or the left hand? I was never there. He stood and he was holding himself at the Garuda Stamba. So in that pillar you find three finger indents, you know. The fingers went like zip inside the pillar because he was feeling so much separation from Krishna. Imagine. But never do we hear about a huge stain from a stone from here to the ever wakeful Jai Gopal, which was full of dents of the body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was so much feeling the longing for Krishna, and he's at that time he saw in Alananad how the two extra hands disappeared and he was two armed. Shyam Sundar Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on this. This deity of Alananad is not Narayan. He is the same Gopinath Shyama Sundar who was standing with his four hands but was defeated by the love of Srimati Radharani and then manifested his two-armed form playing his flute. Last year, I stayed in Jagannath Puri by the mercy of Prabhupada. And we went, and there I also went to Alananad. And what I experienced in Alananad, I want to describe to you. I experienced a great surprise. We came to Alananad and it happened to be the last day of the Chatur Mass, which we did not, I was not aware of this, because my Kartik Vrata ends not on the last day of Chatur Mass, like many people's Kartik Vrata, they end there, but it goes three more days to when the full moon rises. So I was not aware that of this date, you know. So I came and I wanted to chant my extra rounds. I was with Bhurijan Prabhu and Raj Bihari and Madhava and Kishori, and we were all we were there, and so then we arrive, and all of a sudden I see something which totally irritates me. They are building a circus there, you know. Circus means noise, noise, noise in India. It means it everywhere, but in India it's intolerable. And then I hear, you know, everyone is building, you know, these funny, ridiculous little circus things, you know, where some guy lies with his feet, he makes like this, and then a wheel turns around with little beggar children, and they have these ice creams, you know, which one ice cream looks like 20 years of diarrhea, you know, and there's this loud music, you know, this Indian Indian circus is there, and everything is noisy and loud and many people, and I go like, oh no, you know, this is not the right place to chant extra rounds. So I go to a temple which is next to it and say, can you give me shelter? I have this desire to complete my extra rounds, please. And the sannyasi tells me, you came at the wrong day to Alananath. Everything will be crowded by millions of people. It's just now starting. And, you know, I see already people coming into the temple, and it's getting so loud and so full and so... Then I asked, is there not one peaceful tree here? No, not here any longer. This will be chaos in a few minutes, you know, in 1 hour it will be... There will be 20 million people are expected to come and celebrate, because, and then he tells me, when you have darshan of Lord Narayan in Alananath at this day, you will for sure get many children. You know, and everyone wants that, you know, and so then I said, please save my life and be merciful. And then he looks at me and he said, well, there is a place which is a farm. Would you like to... It's in the midst of the jungle. Would you like to go? Yes, you're correct. This is exactly what we need. And then we go to our driverji. I just don't even inform the other devotees. I'm so paranoid from the noise. And the driverji goes. Madhva and Kishori were with me. And we go to the drive out of the town. And then he brings us into a place in the jungle. And the driver drops us. And I said, this is exactly what we need. And we go into the place, and then I all of a sudden see a tree, a very special big tree. And under the tree, a cement platform, and before the cement platform, a big thing with a tulsi on it. And you know, this is a special place, especially when you see this in the jungle. So I spread my chadar there and sit on it and start to chant. And as I'm chanting, I remember one thing. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to Alananath, we can read this, he all of a sudden felt separation from Krishna. And he ran into the jungle, and no one could find him any longer. And then finally he fell on the floor, he swooned in ecstasy, and when he was found after, his disciples had looked for him for many, many hours. You know, he was reported to be missing, you know. He was in an indescribable state, in a state like no one had ever seen him before. And I did remember this, and I somehow felt this must be the place. I somehow felt that. Somehow you, even a fool like me gets the right idea in life. And I remember I continued to chant. I started to chant my best rounds ever in my in this life. Hare Krishna. And then one sannyasi was coming by on his bicycle, and I just jumped up and went to him and said, "Oh, sannyasi Maharaj, Stan, hey, what place is this here?" "Oh, Bhakti Siddhanta Muchan," which means fainting. "Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know, hey?" "Yeah, I know something little." And so this was the place where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati went in so much ecstasy and ran into the forest. And he must have seen someone in the forest. So it is described in his biography that on that day he had ran after Krishna, and he had and deep feelings of separation, because he must have thought about this that here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went every time after the Snan Yatra to find Krishna, whom he was visiting regularly. It was here where he went. So he must have felt that feeling of ecstasy, that feeling of deep pangs of separation, which Mahaprabhu felt when he looked for Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, "This deity of Alanad is not Narayan. He is the same Gopinath Syamasunda. But the general mass of people can't understand." You know, the general mass of people were celebrating. Children, children, children. You know, Vishnu Narayan is waking up after Chaturmas. Huh? And that's why they came there, to make sure he really doesn't sleep longer and make a lot of noise, you know, and wake him up. You know, it was a time when Lord Vishnu gets up from his sleep. That's why everyone is happy and celebrates so on. But the general mass can't understand that this is Gopi Gopinath. Yes, so. So this is one explanation. You might say why have I chosen to talk about this subject matter? And the constant army of critics might say this is too high of a subject for the devotees to hear. But I'm thinking a little bit, this is a subject matter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we must understand our own literature very thoroughly. Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Alananath, and what he felt, what was his idea. He had an idea of separation, and I think the important point here is he saw with the eyes of love, with the vision of love, and therefore he could see Krishna. If you see Krishna, you can see Krishna only with the eyes of love. premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. Otherwise, it is not possible to see him. Actually, I want to tell you a little story about an emperor who married a Bosnian gypsy called Zaborina. Is Zaborina a Bosnian name? Have not heard. What?
Almost.
Yeah. You know the right. You know what name that could be? Zaborina, Zaza. We don't need to know. Yes, someone, Svetlana. Svetlana is also everywhere. So, the emperor married this gypsy. Actually, it's a story from India. She can't be a Bosnian gypsy. It must be an Indian gypsy. So, that emperor married her, and the minister said, "How can you do it? You are from a royal family, and this is a person which has different habits than you. This will not match. It will not come together very nicely." But the emperor was so much in love, so he went to his future wife and said, "I want to marry you. I can make you a queen. It's within my power to do so. But you have to promise me two things. The first thing is you can never use the royal chariot. Because if people will see you riding in the royal chariot, they will get a heart attack. Only the king can use that chariot. The second is, I'm a king, and by our kingly caste, it is forbidden for us to eat the remnants of food. You remember Yudhishthira Maharaj, when they lived in exile, he also had this one condition to the king Virata, that I will be your advisor, but I need separate food. I cannot eat what is cooked for others. That's forbidden for royalty. You know, the king always has to have what is cooked for him. That's how the Indian kings live. So, this gypsy lady said, "Okay, no problem, just marry me." After half a year, it was seen that this Zaborina, gypsy lady, was driving in the chariot of the king to see her mother, who had a little hay fever, sneeze, a little cold, and she came there to be with her mother to help her in this time of having a cold. The ministers all said, "You made the wrong choice. I mean, she's really from a low class. She went with the royal golden chariot to see her mother. Everyone in the kingdom was on the road thinking you were in it. It was just a scandal. And there she is, you know, with her low class manners, going to her mother. It's not a royal visit, you know." The king said, "You don't understand. This woman is especially qualified. She knows to love. She loves her mother, and then she even goes and ignores the royal formalities. She is such a good lover. She's so full of love. She doesn't care. You know, when it's a matter of love, she doesn't care. I stand totally behind my wife." And then, after another half a year, no, after 2 years, the king came back, came from a journey back to see Zaborina. He went into Zaborina, and someone had given Zaborina 9 peaches, and she had eaten 8 peaches. 8 Pfirsiche hatte sie schon verdrückt. And she was just eating the 9th peach. It was half eaten. And she said, "Hello, dear." And took the 9th peach out of her mouth, her uncultured mouth, and just stuck it in the mouth of the king. And for a moment the king thought, I mean, I can't eat what someone else has eaten. That's not the rule. But then he thought, well, she loves me so much. She just looks over this rule, overlooks this rule, and just allows me to eat her half-eaten peach. My life is fortunate to have such a loving wife. 2 years later, the king handed in his divorce. It was just not possible for him to live with such an uncultured woman. And the two main reasons he gave is, one, Saburina took the royal chariot, and another reason is, she gave me her half-eaten peach. Now my question is, why did he like it? In one state, that she used the chariot and ate the peach, and at another time, these were the main reasons for a divorce. Why? What was the difference in his mind? The difference was very simple. First, he had a vision of love, my beloved Saburina, then, the second time, this vision of love was no longer there. And what previously was good became bad. This is what love does. It changes realities. So, I wanted to give this example to tell you how important in your Krishna consciousness it is to look at Krishna with the eyes of love. Then Krishna will reveal himself. If you don't look with the eyes of love, Krishna will remain separate from you, divorced from you, divorced from your vision. The vision of love is important. And vision of love can happen in a very simple way, gratitude. We should be grateful for Krishna. It may be difficult for us ordinary souls to develop love immediately. But what we can develop is gratitude, a feeling of gratefulness. Krishna has given us this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Yesterday I said to Keshava and Jai Gopal that on this Ratha Yatra day, I just felt so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has brought such a festival to us. There was a teacher at the festival. Radha Kripa had met the teacher before Kaufstadt, Kaufhof or some department store found that he was very interested. He looked very interested, and she just preached a little bit to explain Krishna consciousness to him. And he then started to walk with us, and for the whole long program on that place, he sat in the first row. And I remember there was always a lady next to him who told him how bad we are, a sect and so forth, she always looked at me and made like this, too much, you are too much. And I said, I know, but not new for me, And I'm trying to serve, So he was always having this lady in his ear, who talked all her frustrations about life and Krishna consciousness in specific into his ear. But he just didn't care. He was just very, very appreciative, and he sat and he told me that he is so much interested in the Bhagavad Gita. He studied Zen Buddhism. He is a Christian. But he, when he read the Bhagavad Gita, he was just so much overwhelmed with appreciation. And I asked him, what Bhagavad Gita? Yes, Yogi Gita from Swami Prabhupada. And he's so happy. He is originally from Macedonia, Skopje, in the town of Skopje, but he's for living for 20 years in Germany, and he's has now a German passport, and he appreciates so much that finally I meet you. Finally, my life is something worth. And then I gave him a garland of Lord Baladev. I thought he had earned this garland by his deep, great gratitude, you know. So I gave him this. And then he said, oh, how do I wear this? It was a monster garland, you know, like a whole flower garden was ornament. How do I wear this? So I thought maybe he will feel uncomfortable to go with this garland, you know, through the Fußgängerzone, this, how do we say, the shopping mall, and maybe people will go to him and go, and you know, and so I said, you can take it away now, and we will organize a plastic bag, and you can carry it home, and then put it on the wall, and it will give you good fragrance for your whole life, you know, and then when it's dry, it's also still good, it's spiritual, and so on. And he said, no, I want to wear it like a Hindu wears it. I don't want to just, how would a Hindu wear it, you know? And then I said, well, if you ask for Hare Krishna, he immediately puts it down somewhere else, but a Hindu would wear it for some short time, and then he would carry it in a bag and bring it home. So then we had to organize a bag, and then he looked at his wrist. I saw him walking in a short time, you know. And then after 5 minutes, he must have put it in the bag and brought it home, you know. And I felt, well, wonderful. His life was touched by Lord Jagannath, who came, Lord Balaram, who came here. And I felt my heart was full of gratitude, and I was in the car, and I just wanted to continue to chant. I was just very appreciative of Srila Prabhupada. So it is this vision which is necessary to see the Krishna consciousness. If your gratefulness stops, or if your appreciation, I'm not speaking here of love or Mahabhava, that is as we become more purified, but the beginning stages of love are very important. If that stops, you can't see what you have in front of you. It's not possible. Like the king, the vision of love stopped, and he just had to divorce. So Lord Chaitanya teaches us really that it's the vision of love, the premanjana, you know, we say eyes of love, which helps us to recognize Krishna as he is. That eyes important. Our eyes are very blind at the moment. They can only see matter, very useful, useless eyes. Little water is there, little flesh, but very blind for Krishna. But that vision or that appreciation or affection is required. Let this never die in your heart. Always have a place for gratitude, for appreciation, for thankfulness, and this feeling will become deeper and deeper, and one day will give you that that spiritual eyes which you need to see Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Gaur. Hari Bol Keshava. So, I have ended my little class on the meaning of Ratha Yatra. Meaning of Ratha Yatra is, it's a loving festival, as Prabhupada says, a feeling festival where the devotees bring back Krishna. Lord Chaitanya would sing this song. I have gotten that Lord of my life for whom I was burning in the fire of desires. I've gotten that Lord. He's with me. Like I told the devotees, we were pulling the rope and there was one devotee next to me, and I told him, let us never let go of this rope. This rope we should always have in our hands. We should not let it go. Mo said, don't let go of that rope. Dobro. So gut, habt ihr irgendwelche Fragen? Any questions? Gaura Hari has a question. Okay, Gaura Hari.
I'm wondering about how we can more cultivate these feelings of separation. And it seems it's very much connected to how much we value Krishna in our life.
Yeah.
Because we are separated from Krishna to quite a big extent, but we don't feel that it is so bad. I'm on the way, and devotees are here. But how can we have more this feeling? I need Krishna. How can I be happy without him? How can we develop this value of Krishna more in our life?
How can we develop more the feelings of separation? Asked Gaura Hari. And he very nicely said that you feel separated from something which you value very much. I do remember we moved from an idyllic scene on an island where I grew up to the town Hamburg, and it was one of the biggest shock of my life. I was very playful as a child, and on an island I had my trees, I had where I could climb, and I could play the whole day, and then we went into a big town and so much diversion and so much. And I do remember the first years I always wanted to go back to that place which I was of my childhood. I would go regularly, I would run away from home regularly, and I would go in the train and go back to the place of my childhood because I didn't feel happy in the town. If you the separation from that place was very, very much. So if you can only feel separated from something which is of value for you. If you don't value it, maybe you have your thermos bottle and maybe you lose it one day. If you don't value it very much, you feel, get another one. But if this thermos bottle means something, you will search for it everywhere. So that valuing Krishna or appreciating Krishna, in my humble opinion, comes only if you hear about Krishna more. More and more. That's why Krishna Katha is most important for us. And those who talk about Krishna, they are our true well-wishers. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kalma shapaham. Those who talk about Krishna to us are our greatest well-wishers. Therefore, we think Prabhupada is our real well-wisher. He signed like this. You are ever well-wisher. Why? Because he informs us of Krishna. And only if we hear about Krishna regularly, then we feel very comfortable and we feel searching for, we feel interested in Krishna and separated from Krishna. But if we don't hear about him, I think we are sometimes in our movement not enough aware that Prabhupada, this is in Prabhupada's program, you know, he gave us the Krishna books because he felt he won't be able to translate the complete 10th canto, and he felt in great anxiety. He felt in the 10th canto there are the pastimes of Krishna, and he felt I must give my disciples the pastimes of Krishna. It's important for them. So therefore he did something very untypical. He was translating the Bhagavatam canto by canto, but he jumped right to the 10th canto and gave us at least a summary that we know about the pastimes from our spiritual master. That's why in my little efforts to spread Krishna consciousness, I'm now very eager to present the pastimes of Krishna. That's very very important, and from the perspective as Prabhupada is presenting them, you know, it's very important. I think the devotees need it, because otherwise they can't have that they will never feel these exalted feelings of Krishna, I'm missing you, if they don't think about Krishna or know what he does and how he looks and how he feels and so on. And if that is not there, yeah, then we will start to develop again material longings. I'm missing this, I'm missing that, I'm missing this, I need this, and so on. Yeah. Good. Anyone else has a question? Eva? Yes, you have listened very carefully to the purport of Srila Prabhupada. If Eva wishes to know the difference between feelings of separation and the desire to see Krishna, it seems to be the same. That's a very subtle difference. See, there is a difference. When it's a question of the motivation, when you have a motivation to see Krishna because you would love to see him, it would be very interesting to see such amazing beauty in your life, then that feeling could be mixed with the feeling of sense gratification. You just want to see something beautiful, like you want to see Machu Picchu in Latin America or any other nice thing, you know. But the feeling of separation is a very devotional feeling, and it is mixed with that feeling of I want to again serve Krishna. That's the difference. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes about this, that in this world people feel separation from each other due to sense gratificatory reasons. You know, they, oh, I'm missing you, I need you so much for my feeling of well-being. But here in Krishna consciousness, that feeling of separation is a feeling of I want to be connected with you. Please accept me in your service. It's more like that. So it's the motivation of sense gratification. The other is a devotional or let us say selfish gratification. The other is more a devotional motivation. Which makes the difference. There's a controversy in ISKCON. There is one song where it says it's composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but the line which is in there says, "Come, come Krishna, come before my eyes." And that, those who are knowing poetry, is that's a typical line for Mirabai. Mirabai makes such verses. And some say, this is a Mirabai song, but there's Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing above it. It's a controversy, like so many. It's a small controversy, but it's an interesting controversy. Yeah. Leela Mohini, I want to thank you very much for Leela Mohini is born in Krishna consciousness. Punya Palaka is her father and mother. I always forget the name. Prema. Thank you really for helping the festival with dancing very enthusiastically and joyfully. So joyful dancing. Hare Krishna. Yes, there was someone else. I saw a hand. Did I see? Jatta, wie heißt du eigentlich?
Ambu
Jatta. Wunderbar. Ja, Ambu Jatta, Prabhu.
Muss man nicht jemanden gesehen haben?
Ja, gute Frage. Ja, sehr gute Frage. Das ist die Frage. Ambu Jatta asks a very good question. We talk about separation, feelings of separation, but before we can feel separated from someone, we must have seen him. Huh? Can you follow his question? Many devotees asking this question. It is a question which I very much fear. I know that Prabhupada always talks in his purports about cultivating the feelings of separation. Now, Ambu Jatta, the only way I understand the question is it's from a verse in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, where it says Shrutekshita. Shruta means hearing and Ikshita means seeing. Krishna can only be approached on the Shrutekshita path, the path of seeing through hearing. That is the statement of this verse. Yes, we can see Krishna through the ears, Jatta Prabhu. I think it is when we hear, I can give you an example of which devotees like very much. Jatta, just imagine a pizza, Blätterteig, then God Edama Käse, and it's melted, then olives from Greek, the black ones, not the green ones, the boring ones, the black ones. Then capers. Then got tomatoes, As you listen to my description of this most advantageous pizza, you will see it in your eyes, in your mind's eye, and your mouth will water. I mean, it starts in my case already. You know, I should quickly switch the subject, otherwise, you know, you hear and then you see, you have an image and you have a physical reaction to it, you know. Getting all ready with a pre-digestion in the mouth, you know, and so on. So this is when we hear about Krishna, but we have to hear about, hearing about Krishna means you need to know four things. You need to hear about Krishna, that is for all of you who talk about Krishna, you have to talk about Krishna's form, how does he look, his qualities, you know, what does he think, what does he feel, his name, obviously, name, form, qualities, and then pastimes. You just talk about his pastimes, but you don't talk about the other things. You can't have an image of Krishna as a listener. It's not possible. So the four things need to be there. And then you hear, and then Krishna takes some form in your mind, Jata. You meet him by hearing about him. And then, as you hear about him, a response starts to come in your heart, and you feel like, I like Krishna. I like very much. And you are wondering why do I like him so much? What is there in me which likes him so much? And then you begin to think, we have some connection. There is some connection between us. I know it. I feel it deep in my heart. I have this problem that I can't give you enough attention, Krishna, unfortunately, because I'm in this unfavorable circumstances in my life that I'm still so much interested in Maya. It's a great problem in my life. But I feel we do have some connection. This you feel when you hear. And I feel deep in my heart, without being again in your service, in your companionship, I won't be happy. You feel that. It's deep in your heart. Then you want to solve that dilemma. Yeah. Hare Krishna Jada. No, Ambu Jada. Ambu. Ambu heißt Lotus.
Wasser.
Wasser. Oh ja, Wasser. Ambu. Oh ja. Oh ja. Oh ja. Ambu Jada. Ja.
Ich finde es ja auch so. Die wenigsten werden Krishna gesehen haben. Aber jeder hat eine Beziehung zu Krishna.
Ja.
Mehr oder weniger. Bestimmte Sachen erfahren. So, diese Erfahrung, die geben ja einen Kraft. Stärken.
Ja.
Und die will man ja auch wieder haben oder auch aufbauen.
Ja.
Wie soll ich mich denn jetzt davon das Gefühl bekommen, eine Trennung zu haben? Verstehst du? So wie du das jetzt eben erzählt hast, dann versuche ich doch noch mehr reinzusetzen, mehr diese Sachen aufzubauen, dass ich noch ein stärkeres Gefühl zu Krishna bekomme.
Ach so, statt eine Trennung, sondern
wie, wie soll ich denn jetzt plötzlich mich trennen?
Aha. Sehr gute Frage. Jata has, Ambu Jata has the right questions. It's important for, es ist wichtig für mich, die Frage wirklich genau zu verstehen, damit ich sie genau akkurat übersetzen kann. Also sehe ich das, ich will es nochmal wiederholen, ich sehe es nochmal wichtig. Ich versuche doch jetzt gerade wieder die Verbindung aufzubauen. Was nützt mir denn da jetzt in diesem Versuch, dass ich mich getrennt von Krishna fühle? Habe ich das richtig verstanden? Aha. Mhm.
Ja,
Mhm, naja. Ich werde die, I will answer this question first in German, okay? Ihr könnt ja ein bisschen die deutsche Sprache mal hören. Es ist eine alte Kultursprache. sorry. You can listen to the German language. It's an old language. It's a European language. It is, has some culture, you know. Ja, also ich denke, wenn du die Verbindung aufnehmen möchtest mit Krishna, geht das nur aus dem Verständnis heraus, dass du jetzt eben noch nicht diese Verbindung hast. Und da sind wir bei dem Gefühl der Trennung. Und je mehr du, das ist ja das Paradoxum dabei, je mehr du da reingehst, dieses Gefühl der Trennung zu haben, desto mehr überwindest du die Trennung. Wie? Es heißt, die Trennung entsteht, wenn du äußerlich das Gefühl hast, wir sind nicht zusammen. Das fehlt mir. Aber wenn du dann darüber nachdenkst und hineingehst in das Empfinden dieses Gefühles der Trennung, dann taucht derjenige, von dem du dich getrennt fühlst, in deinem Herzen plötzlich auf, nämlich in Form der Erinnerung, nicht in dem Gedanken an ihn, wie vielleicht dein Vater, Großvater und so weiter. Das wird dann sehr präsent, je mehr du in das Gefühl der Trennung hineingehst. Das ist eines dieser Paradoxons. Und das macht das Gefühl der Trennung nicht etwa zu einem, sagen wir mal, desolaten Zustand, das ist jetzt überhaupt nicht mehr Deutsch, das ist schon wieder Englisch, einem entsetzlichen Gefühl, sondern das macht es zu einem sehr süßen Gefühl. So, Ambujata was saying, I'm at the moment in the process to try to establish a connection. What does this feeling of separation, how does it help me in this state and in my attempt to answer this question, I said, yes, if you want to make a connection, that means you don't have the connection as of yet, and that means you are separated. Now, as I understand, many devotees who read Prabhupada's books, they have not noticed that Prabhupada said we must be educated in the feelings of separation. But when they notice it, they feel, what? This sounds so terrible. It's not. When you have the feeling of separation, you only have the feeling that externally you are not with Krishna. Krishna is not before you. But what happens in that strong, if you have strong feeling of separation, you feel him all of a sudden in the heart because you think of him. You think of him. You know yourself when you think of something, then it's in the way, it's in the heart. But if you think of something in the desire, with the desire of sense gratification is only possible on the external platform, you know, my sense and the other person's sense. If it's full of sense gratification, then you suffer in that separation. But if you don't have this motivation of sense gratification, you're not dependent on external presence which your senses can touch. At that time, you go into the heart, and the heart can travel very fast, and you are together with that person in the heart space. Oh, these are deep spiritual psychological things. Good. Then I would say time is also there. We have another nice festival today, which starts at 3:00. And I wish you all the if possible, it would be nice to have your association. We show a slideshow of the Ratha Yatra in Puri today. We have prepared this for you, and you will, I think, very much appreciate this slide presentation. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.